First day of school.
What the heck?
You did it!
Classes have officially begun at the Yakov E. Netzvatov School in Akka. On one side of the building, the high schoolers are setting up their laptops for a science lesson. On the other, the sole kindergartner, Makani, is using a puzzle to practice his ABCs.
Dog comes after carrot. Dog comes after carrot.
Outside on a break, a trio of elementary girls is even shaking pom-poms as they rehearse a cheer they've written for their school.
ATKA Akka!
The energy and excitement of the new year is palpable, and according to teacher Sonia Mills, it almost didn't happen.
We were so, so fortunate to have a family move in with four kids that were school age. And we had another kid come up into kindergarten. So we have the required 10 to keep the school open.
Without those five new students, Akka's enrollment would have been below the state minimum for the second year in a row. The school's funding would have been cut in half, and the Aleutian Region School District would have had to consider shutting it down.
Without the school, the kids can't stay here. And if the kids can't stay here, the families can't stay here. And you have families here that are having children and families that have been connected to this island and this community and this life for many, many generations.
In rural Alaska, several communities have faded following school closures, from King Island in the 1970s to Portage Creek in the 2000s. In Akka, that possibility has weighed heavily on the tight-knit Anunga community of about 70 people, whose small economy is based on subsistence and some commercial fishing.
I am Akari Switzoff. I am 12 years old. I like to go hiking and on walks on the beach. I like it here, but the only problem, I would say, is the low population.
On the one hand, Makarius says fewer students means more trust from the teacher, as well as more help and attention. But on the other, it means he was the only kid his age on the island last year. Sure, he has some younger siblings and cousins and neighbors, but he says he didn't really have friends to play pranks on or study with, that is, until the recent arrival of four brothers from St. Michael.
I'm very much looking forward to the fact of hanging out with people my age. First of all, I don't have to take hikes by myself anymore. Also playing dodgeball, because I am very good in dodgeball.
The new boys are middle and high schoolers, and they're all feeling too shy for an interview. But as the first gym period of the year gets underway, they dive right into a game of dodgeball with Makarius and the other kids.
Boys, don't bean the girls so hard. Okay, it's time to clean up, put everything away, and then we need to go back to the classroom.
With the day wrapping up, parents like Crystal Dushkin arrive and pick up their kids and say they're happy to see the building so lively. Dushkin went to the Akka school as a kid too, and now she has two daughters in the elementary grades and a baby at home.
Those kids love going to school every day. It's a huge deal for my family, for all of us out here, but I mean, you know, trying to think about what plan B was going to be if it didn't go through.
Looking ahead, Akka has several kids preschool aged and younger, so Dushkin has high hopes that school enrollment will stay steady in the years to come. If it doesn't, she says her family will consider homeschooling, maybe moving away. But if it does, she says her kids will get to enjoy all of the good things that come with being a student at this small school. The close relationships, the lessons connected to local culture, the tradition of doing something outside every Wednesday afternoon.
You know, it's a unique way, and I think it suits our village lifestyle. Our kids do really well. They learn a lot. And so I don't think you have to be in a big school for your kids to have a really good education.
See you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Teacher Sonia Mills says everyone in Akka is excited that education is continuing this year. She says the school will welcome a second teacher later this month so they can divvy up the eight different grade levels. They'll plan for more partner work and team games now that they have enough students. And they may even start a small school garden, something that's long been under discussion but delayed due to the past uncertainty.
I mean, I just see the school getting more solid. So I think it's going to be a really good year.
In Atka, I'm Laura Craigle.